It takes a heap of living in a house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
The makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky.
The first man to welcome a growing boy into the circle of manhood by calling him Mister is a never-forgotten friend. Every boy in the world wants to hasten into manhood, and every grown man wishes he could return to boyhood. But that Mister, how much it means, only the boy himself knows. I remember. I felt some little thrills of pride. I've inwardly rejoiced along the pleasant lanes of life to hear my praises voiced. No great distinction have I claimed, but in a humble way some satisfaction sweet have come to brighten many a day. But of the joyous thrills of life, the finest it could be was mine upon that day when first a stranger mistered me. I had my first long trousers on and wore a derby, too, but I was still a little boy to everyone I knew. I dressed in manly fashion, and I tried to act the part, but I felt that I was awkward, and I lacked the manly art. And then that kindly stranger spoke my name and set me free. I was sure I'd come to manhood on the day he mistered me. I never shall forget the joy that suddenly was mine, the sweetness of the thrill that seemed to dance along my spine, the pride that swelled within me as he shook my youthful hand and treated me as big enough with grown-up men to stand. I felt my body straighten and the stiffening at each knee and was gloriously happy just because he'd mistered me. I cannot now recall his name. I only wish I could. I've often wondered if that day he really understood how much it meant unto a boy, still wearing boyhood's tan, to find that others noticed that he'd grown to be a man. Now I try to treat as equal every growing boy I see in memory of that kindly man, the first who mistered me.
When you and I were 17, and life and love were new. The world was just a field of green, 'neath smiling skies of blue. The golden spring, when I was king, and you, my wonderful queen. Do you recall when love was all and we were 17?
Time flies, as has often been noted, but I think it flies faster on the radio than anywhere else, not excepting that time between the signing and the due date of the note. Seems to me I scarcely start to talk about Land O'Lakes organization before the control engineer is signaling to me that my 60 seconds are almost gone. So today, this is what I would like again to say. There are 100,000 farmers in 5 states serving 500 creameries with sweet cream daily so that that cream can be churned while it is still sweet. These farmers are banded together under the name Land O'Lakes, for their own welfare, of course, and in their own interest, to make the best butter possible. I visited among them, and I know how earnestly they are striving to succeed. I often think that nothing at all is wrong if everything is right at home. And, of course, nothing at all is right if anything is wrong at home. That the end and the aim of all our labors is to make the home place happier. The world is filled with bustle and with selfishness and greed. It is filled with restless people that are dreaming of a deed. You can read it in their faces. They're dreaming of the day when they'll come to fame and fortune and put all their cares away. And I think as I behold them, though it's far indeed they roam, they will never find contentment, save they seek for it at home. I watch them as they hurry through the surging lines of men, spurred to speed by grim ambition. And I know they're dreaming then. They're weary, sick, and footsore, but their goal seems far away, and it's little they've accomplished at the ending of the day. It is rest they're vainly seeking, love and laughter in the gloam, but they'll never come to claim them, save they claim them here at home. For the peace that is the sweetest isn't born of minted gold, and the joy that lasts the longest and still lingers when we're old is no dim and distant pleasure. It is not tomorrow's prize. It is not the end of toiling or the rainbow of our sighs. It is every day within us. All the rest is hippodrome, and the soul that is the gladdest is the soul that builds a home. They are fools who build for glory. They are fools who pin their hopes on the come and go of battles or some vessel's slender ropes. They shall sicken and shall wither and shall never peace attain who believe that real contentment only men victorious gain. For the only happy toilers under earth's majestic dome are the ones who find their glories in that little spot called home.
When whippoorwill calls and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. I turn to the right, a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven. You see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
Here's a hot weather suggestion that can do much to make those meals of yours taste more appetizing. I can just hear some of you ladies say, imagine a mere man telling me how to make my meals more appetizing. But I'm still going to try. And there's just one thing I want to point out to all of you. Then you tell me if I'm not right. I suggest that during these warm weather days, instead of using ordinary butter churned from sour cream, you use Land O'Lakes butter churned only from fresh, sweet cream. Makes no difference how you use it, on breakfast toast, on new potatoes, or fresh cooked vegetables. As the butter melts, there isn't any sharp, strong taste, only the added flavor of sweet cream fresh from the dairy farms. That's it. Land O'Lakes butter provides a country fresh flavor that just seems to perk up those lazy summer appetites. And different? Oh, you just bet it's different. And better tasting, too. So won't you try it? Once you do, you'll never want to use any other. So next time, ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter.
Oh, I want to go back to that tumble-down shack where the wild roses bloom round the door. Just to pillow my head in that old trundle bed, just to see my old mother once more. There's a bright gleaming light guiding me home tonight, down that long road of white cobblestone. Down that road that leads back to that tumble-down shack. To that tumble-down shack in Athlone.
I always did like that song, Eddie. The minister of my boyhood was a mid-Victorian, sanctimonious, long-faced fellow that made everybody in the house afraid to speak or move. Minister of Bud's boyhood was just as good a man, but he'd become more human, I think, and Bud tries to tell him. My pa says that it used to be whenever the minister came for tea, they sat up straight in their chairs at night and put all their common things out of sight, and nobody cracked a joke or grinned, but they talked of the way that people sinned and the burning fires that would cook you sure when you came to die if you wasn't pure. Such a gloomy affair it used to be whenever the minister came for tea. But now when the minister comes to call, I get him out for a game of ball, and you'd never know if you'd see him bat without any coat or vest or hat that he is a minister. No siree, he looks like a regular man to me. He knows just how to get down to the dirt for the ground is hot without getting hurt. And when they call us, both him and me has to get washed up again for tea. Our minister says if you just play fair, you'll be fit for heaven or anywhere. And fun's all right if your hands are clean and you never cheat and you don't get mean. He says that he never has understood why a fella can't play and still be good. And my pa says that he's just the kind of a minister that he likes to find. So I'm always tickled as I can be whenever our minister comes for tea.
The land of the sky, blue water,
You have been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, summer or winter, even in the hottest weather, the quality of Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter never varies. You like its country fresh flavor. This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
Just a little observation on the one of the differences between a man and a woman. Twixt man and woman, this is true, a difference which seldom fails. Man sits with nothing else to do. A woman shines her fingernails.